Listening to the Marlowe's Under the Silver Moon here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We're celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. I'm Jennifer Barr. Thanks so much for tuning in to Headwaters today. Up next, Minnesota Mixtape with Malachi Coons.
Welcome to Minnesota Mixtape. I'm Malachi Coons. Every week I spotlight the Minnesota music scene, and this is what you'll be hearing today. PK Mayo and a new retrospective from the State Blues Hall of Famer. I've got a brand new Charlie Parr single and information on his next record, and we'll stop again at Laura Hugo's long-awaited debut, plus songs from Sounds of Blackness, The Amazers, Superior Siren, and many more. And at the end of the show today, we'll pay tribute to Dave Carr, the late saxophonist who left a huge impact on jazz in our state. It's Minnesota Mixtape, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from the north bank of the Mississippi River. Starting things off with the Fontanelles, the band that Dave Mayling first made his name with in Duluth, and a tune they contributed to the Duluth Does Dylan cover series, It's Not Dark Yet.
Shadows are falling.
and heart in your walls are closing in, and your days are getting shorter.
Another one from Laura Hugo and the Navajo singer-songwriter's long-awaited Where We Go to Grieve EP. I saw countless photos and videos from the release show on social media. It seemed like the whole of the Minnesota music scene turned out to support. We just heard Close Quarters on Minnesota Mixtape. I'm Malachi Coons. We are heading to PK Mayo next, who you might know as Paul Mayosich. The Minnesota Blues Hall of Famer just put out a retrospective album called All Before Yesterday, celebrating music from throughout his career. The Iron Range-born musician started out with Big John Dickerson's Blue Chamber Band and then put out many solo albums also with the Benderheads, and he has shared stages with the biggest names in blues music. You can still find him gigging around the state. Here is one from 2006 called Texas Toast. John Magnuson there. He was formerly a part of 90s alt-country band The Carpetbaggers, and that one's the title track from his new solo release. It has brought us to our first Minnesota mixtape break. We've got Sounds of Blackness, Superior Siren, and Jackie Blue on the way. Welcome back to Minnesota Mixtape. It is time for another release from Jackie Blue, a Minnesota singer who blends R&B, pop, and folk into vulnerable ballads on her brand new debut EP. Here's If You Ever Come Back Home.
Do you know a place that I could find where I could rest my anger? Right. I don't want to live on borrowed time, and I don't want a life that isn't mine. So I told my mind my heart would follow. I said that things would change tomorrow. The sun will come. And I'll finally pay for my mistakes. I'll scream the words I was scared to say.
I heard there's a ringing in my ears. It always came along with all my fears. And as the time went by throughout the years, it got a little bit hard to keep my conscience clear. Maybe I don't need fame and I don't need money. Both those things can be taken from me. I'ma start out slow, but I'll keep running in hopes that better days are coming.
Show you the light. You're listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Gonna get you someday.
Putting a Minnesota gospel choir spin on Stevie Wonder's Till You Come Back Home. That was The Sounds of Blackness from their 1974 LP Images of Blackness. That group is best known for their 90s R&B and dance charting tracks and for launching the careers of Ann Nesbitt and Cynthia Johnson of Lips, Inc. The group actually formed all the way back in 1969 at McAllister College, and we just heard their first official release. From 74 to just last week, it is time for brand new Charlie Parr on Minnesota Mixtape. The folk and blues artist just announced his next release will be a concept album about the characters that live in a boarding house. It's inspired by Parr's first home in the Twin Cities after moving from Austin. The album is due out in October of this year, and here is the title track.
We met in the kitchen there, old John in his underwear. Nobody really seemed to care, we were all together then. fish and Ben cleaned and filleted them when Sarah came downstairs with a pan. We stood around the stove to see. Joining the smell of kerosene, and old John went upstairs to pee and told us, don't you eat it all. Left old coleslaw from that diner out by the mall. It's not far from the Union Yard, but it's quite a ways on foot. Fish to cook. Sarah grabbed a fork and had a look. She said it was right out of the book, and we all got ready for bites. We all got sick that night, gave old John quite a fright. To see the bathroom in the morning light and us laying around the kitchen floor. My guts, they were so sore, with pain different from before, and it wouldn't let me sleep.
Thank you. was right. All the other people carrying signs, waiting from the back of the line, waiting for my
another new one for you here on Minnesota Mixtape. It's the Red River Blues from Feeding Leroy, the bluegrass and folk band back after 8 years with a new self-titled album. As expected, it's more great songs from Lee and Sonia Martin. We will be right back. We got a pair of punk rockers coming up next on Minnesota Mixtape.
Happy Friday. This is Minnesota Mixtape. You can catch it every Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturdays at 3. Coming up at 11, it's the World Cafe. And at 1 o'clock, Darren White is your host for On the River. We receive support from Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront featuring live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and more. Next Wednesday, August 12th, Known Only Locally and Friends take the stage starting at 6 o'clock. The event is open to all. No tickets are required. More information on Facebook at Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. Don't forget, we've got our green cheese picnic tomorrow. The fun starts around 5 o'clock with a potluck and then live trivia starting at 7. This is an opportunity where you can bring some trivia questions and answers. Make sure they're correct. Open to all, free for everyone. You can find out more on Facebook.
Hey there. Thanks for keeping it with Minnesota Mixtape. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Spit Takes are a fem-punk band deeply inspired by the Go-Go's and the 80s LA punk scene, and they just dropped this take on modern dating apps. It's Saw You on Tinder on Minnesota Mixtape. I Will Die in This Jean Jacket. Yep, that's the name of the band we just heard. It's a new group from Jim Blaha, who you might know from The Blind Shake, the cult punk band he started with his brother Mike in Minnesota. His new group is seeking to capture the feeling of mixtapes his friends would make him to go skateboarding. Again, the new band's called I Will Die in This Jean Jacket, possibly my new favorite band name, and we just heard his first single, Too Bright. Still to come on Minnesota Mixtape, we will pay tribute to Dave Carr, but first up, a little slice of soul from the Amazers, a vocal group from St. Paul's Rondo neighborhood who were one of the first black groups to play in downtown Minneapolis. Here is their biggest hit, Come Back to Me.
Bye.
Closing us out today, the sweet sounds of Dave Carr's saxophone as we pay tribute.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, this is Jose Gonzalez, and you're listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE in Northern Minnesota.
Y por agradecer lo extraño de simplemente ser un alma curiosa, singular, compleja en su calma y tempestad. Dime, ¿por qué será? Dime, ¿por dónde va?